You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. Well, hurricanes blow the wind around, but they mostly move water from one place to another. And in New Orleans, where the movement of water is a very dicey affair since large chunks of New Orleans are below sea level, the situation yesterday with Hurricane Gustav was a real test of the rebuilt levees since Hurricane Katrina. Of course, Katrina was a painful catastrophe that killed some 1,600 people or more. Here to talk through how Louisiana and its complicated hydrology passed or did not pass the test of Gustav is John Schwartz, a science writer for our partner, The New York Times. John, thanks for joining us.
You bet.
You know, as we mentioned, this is a complicated matter. You've got two river systems, the Atchafalaya and the Mississippi. You've got Lake Pontchartrain. You've got a complicated series of levees of very different kinds of construction. What's changed? What still needs work based on what happened yesterday?
Well, the main thing that has to happen is that the Corps of Engineers needs to complete the levee system that they've been struggling to get done by 2011, and that's the one that's going to provide what's called 100-year protection for the city of New Orleans and some of the surrounding area. 100-year protection means that in any given year you got a 1% chance of having a flood. The kind of flood that will happen, it will have a 1% chance any given year. And they call that 100 years. It doesn't last 100 years. It doesn't, you know, mean you'll be protected for 100 years, but it's better protection than New Orleans has ever had.
Now, let's describe what kinds of rebuilding you're talking about here. Is this a matter of making the walls higher, of reinforcing them? There was some discussion yesterday with the Army Corps on this program that they've begun using different materials, erosion-resistant materials, or is it all of the above?
It's all of the above, but the most important thing about giving New Orleans a better hurricane protection system is giving it an actual system. When the Corps, sort of semi-independent research program, did a look at why the New Orleans levees failed in Hurricane Katrina, one of the things they said was, this is a system in name only. It's a patchwork quilt of flood wall here and earthen levee there, and this earthen levee wasn't very well made, and it ties together here, and there's a gap over here.
There are even some privately owned levees that I discovered yesterday.
Right, there are privately owned levees, but and it doesn't all tie together. And you know, a levee is like a chain towing a car. One link goes, the car's going to roll away. And so what the 100-year plan is about, what this 2011 plan is about, is having a system that is tied together, that when you have these systems, you know, these bits of it coming together at these transitions between, say, concrete and dirt, that you reinforce it in some way so that you're not going to get wash away right there. Because each of these links, each of these transition points is a weak spot. And then on top of that, yeah, you got to build the levees right. When they built the levee along the Mr. Go Canal in St. Bernard Parish, it was mainly made from dredge soils. They were dredging the Mr. Go Canal. This sort of muddy, silty crud went up and formed, you know, what looked like a levee. But when the waters hit it, and they were very high surge and everything else, but that levee along St. Bernard went away. What the Corps says it's replaced it with is better soil, lots of clay. Clay's good. You know, there's nothing more low tech than dirt, but dirt's really good if you mix it right.
John, based on what did happen yesterday, obviously it wasn't the worst case scenario that some had feared, but what have we learned about the readiness of the levee system, particularly to the west of the city, if anything?
Well, what we learned is that the system, this was very much a dodged bullet. It felt sort of touch and go with the way the waters rose in the Inner Harbor Navigation Canal, but the walls held, and the flood walls had water all the way up to the top and flowing over, and those held.
The pictures were very dramatic there, that's for sure. But, you know, sort of on Adora's question, and it was just a couple of weeks ago that we were talking about the 500-year event in Iowa on the Mississippi River Basin. I mean, you keep using this 100-year plan of the Army Corps that's supposed to be finished by 2011. Don't all these calculations need to be rethought? You know, we're not talking really about Gustav here. We're talking about a whole new set of assaults on these hydrological systems.
That's exactly right. The struggle to build a 100-year protection system for New Orleans is going to be historic, amazing, unbelievably expensive, and inadequate.
Wow.
Because a 100-year, because of, you know, the Dutch build for, you know, for much longer, much more, you know, much more durable systems for much greater events. And New Orleans, let's face it, is likely to get hit by much greater events.
Well, indeed, there's a parade, John, of hurricanes out in the Atlantic right now. We want to talk about them. We're going to go to the National Hurricane Center, but I want to thank you very much. John Schwartz, New York Times science writer, who's speaking to us about the complicated hydrological system and the test of that system in New Orleans by Hurricane Gustav yesterday.